A rising meow fastball.
Seems you've mastered your magic ball, Rin. If you can learn more pitches, you'll be even better.
Then what do you think of this?
Another strikeout.
It curved.
What was that?
It was a curveball.
Now that was different. That was a Miyuv!
Then what do you think of this, girly?
What?
It curved again!
That one was a slider.
No, that was different. That was a slime meow!
A slime meow?
Nice work, Rin. Soon you'll be ready to pitch in real games.
You think so?
Our club room is getting pretty messy.
I know. We can all pitch in and clean it up together. We'll have a big cleaning tournament.
Woohoo! Now let us all go for the cleaning.
No way. This kind of filth is far more suited to youth.
You just don't want to clean, Kyosuke.
But wait, how did you know? I've almost reached the climax in this thing.
I'm against cleaning. It isn't like we'll die here if we don't clean up. I'd say we're more likely to die from trying.
And just how do you reach that conclusion?
For instance, cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. Oh no, I tripped. And then the lockers crash down. The club room collapses. Run! Everybody run! It turns out this room was built on the point where all the world's dragon pulses come together. Dystrophism! The seven continents are being torn apart! What? What will happen to the Earth, you may ask? Finally, a pole shift results in a grand cross. Rumble, 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 kaboom! And that is how cleaning bears the potential for worldwide destruction.
I brought some water if you need it.
Whatever this is, it's fuzzy with mold.
Man, you guys don't know how to dream.
If Kudravaka-kun would clean while in a maid outfit, I would most certainly participate as well.
What?
I believe it would work equally well with Naoi-san.
You have a point.
It is a difficult choice.
I'm not doing that.
But you'd be adorable. You really won't?
No, I won't.
How unfortunate.
Doesn't seeing a clean room make you feel really happy and good about yourself?
Yes, it does.
There's no choice.
I suppose I shall join in also.
Kyosuke and Kurogaya-san, you'll help? What are you doing, Masato?
I came up with a way to train by bouncing around with my back muscles. I've made it this far with my hands bound for further discipline. Go me!
Yahoo!
Wow! What are you doing, damn you?
Haruchin has just realized that she's a meat freak!
I can't even fight back!
It's spick and span.
Now that it's clean, it feels so much better.
Surprisingly enough, I agree with you.
Your muscles look so sleek and manly.
It's true. My muscles do look sleek.
Keep away, weirdo!
The Little Busters.
So sleek!
Are in top form again today.
Yeah.
つらいから二つの手
looks like you're still making flashcards to study, huh?
Of course, this is being my 10th set.
Kuchan's a really hard worker, and it shows. Your English grades will get better and better. You can count on it.
Totally a dog.
What's going on?
The woof-woofs are adoring the Mon Petit. They are just loving it.
I gave them a little to try, and I guess they liked it.
Really?
Thanks for the food. We love Rinchan, is what they are to be saying.
Are they really saying that?
Da, I can somewhat understand dog speech. I am asking if that feels good, Strelka. Strelka, my furry friend. Strelka's tiny padded paws. Poop, poop, poop.
By the way, Kud, what do the names Strelka and Belka mean?
In Russian, the word Strelka is meaning little arrow, and Belka is meaning the color of white, you see?
Little arrow?
White? In Russia, pets sometimes have names that are opposite of their characteristics.
Oh.
A very long time ago, there were 13 dogs that were sent into space on Soviet rocket ships. Two of the dogs were named Strelka and Belka, and I was inspired by the two of them.
13 dogs were sent into space?
Actually, Kudravaka was one as well. In the early days of the space program, back in 1957, Kudravaka, later known as Laika, went into space on Sputnik 2. She was a tiny girl doggy cosmonaut who flew past the stratosphere before any human.
Wow! I didn't realize that!
So Kudravaka was the name of the dog that went into space?
In other words, Kudstra's a descendant from a dog?
I don't think that's quite right. A tiny girl who flew past the stratosphere. Somehow it sounded like just the right name for Kud.
Muscle-san got a leg cramp in his sleep.
Kudravaka, the dog that flew into space before any human. I wonder what Kud's parents were wishing for when they gave her that name. What were they hoping for her future? I was certain I saw the night sky reflected in Kud's baby blue eyes.
Ah, crooks, they crooks, ka crooks, and they crooks. Ah!
You have founding me?
I just happened to be passing by. What are you doing?
Back in my native country of Tabua, tonight is being a festival of stars. At this hour, everyone recites an incantation to the stars for wishings to come true.
An incantation?
That is correct. I am asking for you to be helping me, please. I have strong belief that it must be the fate that we have found each other tonight. I am saying with much confidence that this wishing will work better with two than with one.
I don't mind.
Ah! Woohoo! I am thanking you very much. Okay, please do have a seat.
Huh? Like this?
Da, then let us begin.
Before we do, can you explain what we're starting?
The ancient island nation of Tabua has a very unusual custom. This is water.
It smells like cocoa.
Yes, it contains cake flour and cocoa powder. We use this to draw a crest on ourselves.
A crest? Are you talking about a family crest or some kind of pattern?
Da. It's exactly like that. It is an original Strugatsky crest.
Struga...
It is yet another one of my namings. Kudravaka, Anatolyevna, Strugatskaya. I am strange enough as it already is, so people always have laughter when I am saying it out loud. Keep it a secret, okay?
Okay. I will.
Now, please do be mixing this with your hand.
All right. This is just like when I played with mud as a little kid.
I was to be thinking the same thing. There is a legend in my home nation of Tabua that says our island was being formed when a god's body was cut apart by the falling stars. They are saying that the peoples in the old days wrote the name of the god on many things, so no one would ever forget him. And that is the reasoning that we draw our family or personal symbols on our bodies during the Festival of Stars every year. These are being symbols which represents the crest that my mother created for me many years ago. They mean be a good gear for our world. What do you thinking of them?
Being a good gear for our world? What exactly does that mean?
It is kind of a strange pattern, is it not?
Not at all. How to put it, it has flavor.
Then it has in good taste?
Right, that's it. I think it's in good taste.
So, next is your timing. Would you draw the same pattern on me?
Huh?
It is meant to be drawn on the back. I cannot do it all by myself, so I was feeling about to be giving up. Would you please to do it for me?
I just draw the same pattern, that's all?
Da. Don't worry, there is no one way to draw it.
Okay.
I am thanking you so much.
Was that a Russian song you were singing?
Yes. My mother was always playing it for me when I was a tiny little girl. However, I have not seen her in very long time.
Can you tell me what your mother was like?
My mother loves the space. She has always had these feelings. Once she is talking of the stars, she cannot stop. Every time she looks at the stars, she wonders if the little prince will fall.
The little prince, that's the prince of the stars, right?
Yes.
You know what I bet? That you're like your mother.
My mother was teaching me about crux and bay crux and ga crux and day crux. The four stars that making up the constellation of the cross, the Southern Cross.
The Southern Cross, huh? In the Northern Hemisphere, we can't see it.
My mother may be looking at the Southern Cross right as we are speaking.
Kud's eyes seem to be searching for a star shining in the night sky above her distant hometown.
Morning, all.
Hi, good morning. I am saying good morning to you all.
Hey, Koodster, you're eating konbu again? Got some for your buddy?
Woohoo! Konbu is being good for you. Ow.
Now our next story. Huh? The Republic of Tabua's Aeronautics and Space Administration, TASA, has announced its rocket launch will proceed as planned.
She just said Tabua, right?
Tabua is... The country where Kud was born.
Wait, they're launching a rocket from such a small island?
It's part of the former Soviet Union. Just below the equator is an ideal location for rocket launches.
As concerns continue to flood in from surrounding nations regarding the experimental reactors in the payload bay, TASA has declared that its long-planned launch will occur tomorrow.
Strugatskaya. So that's...
That lady reminds me of someone. But I'm not sure who.
She is my mother.
What?
My mother is being a cosmonaut. That is same as astronaut.
Really? Awesome. That's incredible, Kud. You should have said something.
Huh?
She's finally going into space. My mother's dream is coming true at last.
This concludes our report from Novi by Quinoir.
Look out, look out! Coming through!
What's going on?
And click!
Oh, that's right. The rocket launches today.
Everybody ready? It's starting now!
I actually never could have imagined that Nomi's mother was an astronaut.
Kuchan! I don't see her.
Kud! You've been out here? You aren't going to watch the TV?
Well, I am having the feelings that the launch will work out better if I am not watching. Going up into space has always been a dream which my mother is having. She has undergone a lot of strict training and studying ever since I was a little girl.
And that's why she left you in your grandfather's care?
Yes. All during my childhood, my grandfather and I moved to many different countries all around the world. So I only had opportunity to see my mother in photographs.
Grandfather!
What is it, Cunha?
Where is my mother?
Your mother is very busy. That's why Strelka and Belka are here for you. Nice puppies. Look, Cunha.
Uh-huh, Cunha. You've grown so big. That was the first time I saw my mother. Father, is she timid with strangers?
Cunha, say hello.
Hello.
You're shy, aren't you?
You know, I saw the test rocket. Will it really fly?
Don't worry. The Glav Cosmos colonels from your generation are doing their best.
I don't like the rocket's name.
Oh, no? But the 13 docks are Tebow's starting point. So, Cunha, would you like to see the Southern Cross with me tonight? Acrux, Baycrux, Gacrux, and Daycrux. That is the Southern Cross. Do you know? My little Cunha, your mother is a cosmonaut.
But mother, what is a cosmonaut?
An astronaut. One day, I'll ride in a rocket, and I am going to fly 50 nautical miles into the sky. Do you know the significance of the 50 nautical miles? It is the distance from the Earth's surface to the stratosphere. Beyond that is space, the world of stars.
The world of stars?
I want to go there. Want to come with me someday?
Looked up to my mother. I wanted so very much to be like she was, and for her to be proud of me.
What's wrong?
Kud?
Just come quickly.
To repeat the previous announcement, the launch of TASA's new rocket ended in failure. There was a burst of light from an explosion just before liftoff, and communication with the base at Novi Baikonur has been cut off. To repeat the previous announcement, the launch of TASA's new rocket ended in failure. There was a burst of light from an explosion just before liftoff, and communication with the base at Novi Baikonur has been cut off.
The rocket carrying Kud's mother exploded at the launch.
Rishi, Kud is acting weird. She looks like she's in terrible pain.
There was a sad story shared by Kud and her mother. The mission starts.